6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
There's a hard moon rising on the streets tonight. There's a reckless feeling in your heart.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of our conversation, history lesson with Pastor Chatfield. I texted you a screenshot that I did during the break. The wheel, the invention of the wheel, specifically the Sumerians around 3500 BC, it is believed that they first used the wheel for pottery making before it was adapted for transportation. So
okay, excellent. Excellent example. I'm not buying that. I see this all the time. How on earth do they know? The wheel is a logical. Now, maybe the Sumerians in between, the land between the river, the rivers, Mesopotamia, Tigris, Euphrates River, I teach world history. And say, okay, well, they, you know, we're the first to really come up with this called cuneiform writing system, wedge-shaped writing. And so they did have the wheel, and there was an early civilization. But the Chinese were doing the same thing at about that time. So were the Egyptians.
Sure.
And I make the argument, we really don't know on the wheel. But because the Sumerians, one of the earliest civilizations to spring up after the flood of Noah, they had some writing, so we give them credit for that. Okay, that's fine. I'm not gonna go make a big argument about it. But oh, they invented it. If they did invent it before the Chinese or the let me back up again. This is ancient civilization. Ancient civilizations sprang up always around river valleys. The Nile River, the Tigris-Euphrates River, the Jordan River, the Indus River in India, and the Yellow River in China. Those were what we think are the earliest civilizations. And if the Sumerians invented that, or invented the wheel first, it didn't go to China and it didn't go to the Nile, because there wasn't the communication capabilities of it, but possibly. Okay, that's kind of just a pet peeve of mine. I get that. And by the way, research now, it's easier, it's better. I got that. That's it's good, and I use it all the time. You know, AI or the internet, but we're getting in such a time when. You've heard this thing about Abraham Lincoln. You can't. What Abraham is quoted to have said, "You can't believe everything you read on the internet." You heard that before?
Yeah, yeah.
So, without a basis of history, you're at the mercy of artificial intelligence, which is a great tool, and I use it all the time.
Sure.
But I have a background that I can discern some measures. Say, whoa, wait a minute here. I've read some things that are just factually incorrect. Just not right. Factually incorrect. Just so you know. And who invented the wheel? I would make the argument, we don't know.
Although
the Sumerians were one of the earliest civilizations. And they had writing. They were the first one to develop, to the best of our knowledge, writing. So there you go. And yep. Abraham, by the way, was from Ur of the Chaldees, right at the where the Tigris River and the Euphrates River meet. And so he was. You'd have been familiar with that. Anyway, next one I got is the invention of the light bulb. I already introduced it. Thomas Edison is credited with inventing the light bulb. Now, what? And one invention is built on another. And he wasn't the only guy working on this. I got a list of these other people. Joseph Swan, Lewis Latimer, names that I really did not know. Okay, fine. And I have no reason to doubt that. But it was Edison who invented it and then was patented it. And then now you got the light bulb. You need an everybody needs electric. So we got to run wires. And this teams up with electricity. Everybody needs power. Everybody needs light. And what light does, it extends our day. You think about today, what just this radio station, TV stations, the scoreboard on our soccer field, in which, by the way, we beat Roscommon 3-0 last night.
Good for you.
Yeah, we haven't beaten them in a long time. But anyway, you know, throw a little pitch in. I mean, look at all the things that that run on electricity. It is profound. Factories. I mean, what would happen if we had no electricity? So, by the way, when remember in 2000 when there was the Y2K scare, and they said because of the the electrical grid will go down. If the electrical grid goes down, boy, it could bring a country to its knees. And we're told now that both the United States, Russia, all countries, China, are working on ways to disable the other country's electrical grid because it's so important. Remember when we had the ice storm back in March and just the tip of the Met, Gaylord north to the bridge? Man, it was a bad storm up here. We had people that were without power 2 weeks. But what if that had happened in the entire country, or just even the entire state of Michigan? Things, we were brought to a standstill. That's how important electricity is in the grid. And now we are, and every single one of these inventions has a military application. It affects the military. All right, so electricity. Last one I've got, and there's a bunch of them that kind of all run together, and that's the invention of the computer, the internet, the telephone, Alexander Graham Bell. You need a measure of electricity for that. I mean, all communication, very important. The internet. Let me start talking about the internet. Basically, off the top of your head, who's generally credited, Randy, for inventing the internet? I'm just reading this. In 1989.
Al Gore.
Al Gore. Right. That's one of the dumbest statements ever. I mean, why would you say something like that? You know it could be disproven. Whatever. Hey, by the way, we should all be under 10 feet of water by now, according to Al Gore.
Absolutely. With this,
an inconvenient truth. Here it is, 2025, and hey, look at, we're not under 10 feet of water. And the oceans have, you know, all the ice, polar ice caps have not melted. At what point is he going to be totally discredited, I wonder? When is that going to happen? Anyway, I don't know. A guy named Tim Berners-Lee, I'm just reading this, evidently, is credited in 1989 for the concept of connecting all these computers. A couple of other guys, Vincent Cerf, Robert Kahn, following their lead a little bit earlier. Just different people, and they built on each other's work, that we could connect computers from one office to another office, and then from one town to another town, and then from one city to another city, state, and we have the World Wide Web, and we have these, now we have these satellites, many satellites up in orbit that are enable people with cell phones to interconnect. I do this radio program every week on my cell phone. I do our radio on Sunday mornings with the cell phone. A cell phone now, by the way, let me back up again, the invention of the microchip. Go back before that, the invention of the computer. And then the microchip, and then the cell phone, And these things, and the cell phone is a portable computer. It's a portable telephone. It's a portable camera. I mean, there's virtually anything you can do on your computer. It is unheard of. In 1989, did any of us in our wildest imaginations dream that things like this could happen? Remember the old Star Trek in with William Shatner? They had to go and push a button on the wall to communicate. That's how they communicated. They couldn't imagine the cell phone and the communication advancements that we have. And they were looking 200 years in the future, and how, you know, mankind is going to fly around and to the planets. I like Star Trek, and you know, I like science fiction. But they couldn't even imagine all the access that we've got to information. Now, and I know your listeners know this, because you're on the internet and because it says it, doesn't make it so. You need some sort of filter here. When I look up things on the internet and ask artificial intelligence things, I look, who are you quoting? By the way, but when I push on who they're quoting, even then, what if they're not telling the truth then? I still, at our school, Northern Michigan Christian Academy, we still have books. I guess some people say, oh, well, Pastor, you guys need to get with it. We don't need books anymore. Well, we have history books. It's in the book. And we don't switch out books every year either. Partly because it costs money to switch out books. And partly, I'm not of the school of thought that a modern scholar understands more than a more ancient scholar. I was going through our library and a book, and I don't remember who wrote it, but it was on Jefferson. It was written in the 1970s, Thomas Jefferson. And I looked up on the internet. I said, now, is this a legitimate biography of Jefferson? Forgive me, I can't remember the title of it. But anyway, on the internet, I read a bunch of reviews of the book. And it's just a good scholarly book. The only problem is it's written in the 70s. Modern scholarship has understood or redefined more information to look up, and that's the negative of this book written in 77, 78. And I say, what makes you think that modern scholarship about Thomas Jefferson is better than what was written 50 years ago? Why do you think it's better? But that's the nature of people today.
Absolutely. Good points, good information. Man, you're bringing back tons of memories. We're going to finish this up. Final segment of our history lesson discussion with Pastor Chatfield. We'll be right back.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation
or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final segment of our conversation with Pastor Chatfield. So there is a Miracle of America Museum. It's an actual location. Vicki and I stopped out while we were in Montana, Posen, Montana, basically heading into Flathead Glacier Lake, the national park. And before you get to the KOA campground there in Posen, there is this place. It appears to be like almost like a tourist trap. But I would highly recommend that you guys check it out. It's online. They have a website, the Miracle of America Museum. Pastor Chatfield, this guy has collected over some 60 years of his life every single invention that was ever made or patented in America. It is unbelievable.
I want to just add this. Every one of these inventions has military applications. I mean, another one is like the rifled bullet or the gun that's rifled. So that when you shoot it, you don't shoot a knuckleball anymore. You shoot something that spins and makes it go straighter. And there's all sorts of inventions. Gunpowder, big invention. Changed military warfare. A lot of applications to the inventions of gunpowder. The airplane, obviously. Transportation, Orville and Wilbur Wright. Huge invention. But, you know, the internal combustion engine, huge invention. And these things all build on each other. The biggest inventions that we've got in the last, basically our lifetime, is the computer, the internet, the cell phone. I mean, automobiles, I guess they're better now, right? But, yeah, they run pretty much the way they ran 40, 50 years ago. To the best of my knowledge, it's internal combustion engine, and kapow, you have an explosion there, and it, I have somebody who understands mechanics, pistons go up and down, and it moves the drive shaft, and this, that, and the other, and boom, we go.
Yeah, but absolutely.
Communication is expounding, and right now, at our war colleges, at West Point, people a lot smarter than me are figuring out applications to these things. If we got into war, how could we cripple our enemy's electrical grid? How can we protect our electrical grid from being crippled if we got into a war? The Manhattan Project, the inventions of the atomic bomb and nuclear energy, all that. There is military applications to all this. It affects our politics. It affects everything. And just so you know, people are inventing things all the time. I pretty much have said my thing
well,
for today.
You mentioned it too. He has extensive, an entire building almost directly to firearms, every type of firearm, six shooters, everything. But one that really was the most memorable for me, he has it actually in a secure glass, climate controlled area, is the boat sinker. George Washington ordered 100 of these, commissioned 100 of these long, heavy, octagon shaped steel barrels that shot a 1-inch ball, a musket ball. It used a quarter of a stick of dynamite for gunpowder that they literally pounded into this big, huge, long rifle. It took two guys to carry it. And whenever they shot it, they had to lay it on a tree that was falling over or a rock. And they took two guys to balance it and to get it ready. The Hudson River, the British had these long ships that could navigate the low Hudson River because the big ships couldn't get up the Hudson River. And Washington invented this idea of this 1-inch ball with a quarter of a stick of dynamite gunpowder. And he told the marksmen, the riflemen that were going to execute these rounds, aim for the heads of the soldiers, of the British soldiers, because they were about a half a mile away. And by the time that big knuckleball musket came out aiming for their head, it would drop down and hit the hull of the boat and sink the boats. And he actually has one of those in that museum. He has pictures of it online. I thought you'd really enjoy that story.
Another invention, the rocket science. The Germans during World War II were working on this. And if they'd have been a year or two earlier, it could have changed the course of World War II. They basically, I think it's the V-2 rocket, late in the war, they just couldn't make enough of them. They were out of resources to make them, and they were losing territory. They couldn't get close enough. But if they'd have been 2 or 3 years earlier, could have potentially changed the outcome of World War II, but they didn't get it early enough. And, of course, they were working on, we had our Manhattan Project, they were working on atomic and the power of the atom and fusion and fission and all such things. I mean, inventions change the world, and they do impact our lives for sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Good remembrance of a lot of things. That was great. I greatly appreciate it. What are you going to be talking about on Sunday at church?
I'm talking about, try not to live a completely self-centered life. There you go. Universal law of self-love. Let's check that. Let's check it. Yes.
Sounds good. As usual, it'll be live on the radio from 11 to noon, as well as the Patriot Voice Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm